Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Lucky enough to have a chat to this lady a couple of months ago, Tracy Shoemaker from the Faculty of Health and Medicine at the University of Newcastle. And you look like a lady who's been working very, very, very hard over the last couple of months.
We have been working very, very hard. Last time I came and spoke to you, it was about our new qualification we were putting together, and it's now officially up and running.
Fantastic. So let's just rewind. If you're over the age of 25, you've worked or are currently working a job that requires certification, no higher than Cert 4, and you're interested in getting into the healthcare sector, This could be for you.
This could be for you. So basically our new qualification is particularly for people in the aged care sector, but a number of people are looking to transition in from their job that they're currently in. So we've got a new qualification and we'd like to hear from people this might apply to. So over 25, have a vet certificate, no higher than a Cert 4, that maybe think that they'd like to change into aged care or would like to get a higher qualification. We'd ask them in to have a focus group with us.
Okay, so you're going to get questions about what they require and how the transition could be made a little bit easier?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people are a little bit scared about coming to uni, and there's a lot of challenges involved that they think they might not be able to overcome. So we'd like to have people come in and chat to us about those and see if maybe we can put something in place to help them through that period.
Actually, that's a really good point, because there would be some who are going, look, I've got my qualifications, I've got my Cert 4 or Cert 3, or I've done this, I've done that. But yeah, the whole idea of going to university, they may be going, no, that's not the case.
It's not the case. There's a lot of support that we can put in, and most people think that it's something very, very different, that they'll have to write essays, and they haven't written one of those since they're in year 10 at school. And the reality is that's not what we do in these particular qualifications.
It's interesting though, isn't it, how the University of Newcastle is looking at different ways it can facilitate learning, not necessarily in what we would consider the traditional, you know, steps through university.
This is a different career path altogether. So it's for people who are already working in particular. So the new qualification is online, which means that people can keep their current jobs, because finance is a really big reason why people don't come and get better qualifications, because they literally can't afford to take time off from their own job.
Well, the benefit of that as well is if you can do that in the comfort of your own home, if you've got kids and you might say, look, I want to come to university at night, but I can't because my partner may work shift work or I can't leave the kids, you can be at home doing it and doing everything that you need to do in your day-to-day life.
Absolutely. You can choose your own time when you study. And if you're going to be working in aged care, which we very much hope that people will, because we don't have enough good people working there for what we're going to need in the future, so we need to start training them now, you can actually work in aged care right now and upgrade your qualifications at the same time.
Realistically, how many people do we need?
Oh, we need a lot more. Admittedly, our problem's not as bad as China, who apparently they're in the millions of people that they need to account for. But basically about 30% of our population is going to be over 65 in a few years' time, and we don't have enough workers on the ground.
All right, I want you to do me a favour, because I'm getting older.
Start training your people now
too. Yeah, I want you to handpick them. Now, you need to tell them that I can be a little bit cranky.
Done.
I like positive reinforcements.
Absolutely.
What else? What are my other problems?
Well, we'd like your healthcare needs to be taken care of, and nothing that you don't need and everything that you do.
I'm not a good morning person. I can be a little... I think if you can find someone who doesn't mind a grumpy old man, that...
I think we can find those.
Look, if... I'm serious. I want someone ready to rock and roll when that time comes for me, which is not too far away. Tracy, how can you do it?
Well, first thing that we would like is, perhaps if you are interested, I'll leave my contact details with you.
Yeah, and we'll have it on our website if you want to head to the Todd Sargent show
page. Absolutely. Give me a call. We'll have a bit of a chat about what the qualification is. But more than that, if you'd like to come in and join one of our focus groups, just to say, well, you know, I'm not really considering it, but if I was, these are the challenges that I would need to think about. Have you taken care of them?
Fantastic. Well, we'll have a link on the webpage in the Todd Sargent page. We'll also have the number at reception. So give us about 5 minutes.
Sounds perfect.
And 4921 5555. Tracy, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
And get looking, okay? Because
absolutely. You are not alone. We are going to be a very demanding clientele.
You and I are going to be hunting for our very own special carer.
Yes.
Keep us updated.
Thank you.
From the Faculty of Health and Medicine at the University of Newcastle, Tracy Shoemaker on 2NURFM.
2NURFM 103.7.